Pixies.
Say scream time or screen time?
Scream time.
Maybe screaming if you're trying to think about getting in lines. This week is all about lines. That's what this week is about. It's Thanksgiving week. It's all about lines. Line to get onto the airplane, and it'll be unbelievable on Wednesday. And then Thursday, the line for the food, you get in line, right? My house, my sister's house, everybody gets in line for the best stuff. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, you'll be at the line. Some of the stores even are going to be open on Thursday.
I know, at midnight. So you can go with your turkey coma.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Black Friday becomes almost Black Thursday.
You know, I remember back in the late 70s or early 80s when car dealerships started going the Sunday thing.
Really?
And
Sunday, beautiful time of the drag race.
You know, and you remember when banks used to only be open until 5 o'clock and you had to take off work to go to the bank?
Yeah.
And now it's this 24/7 consumer-friendly, I'm going to beat the other guy by being open 27 more hours a day than the next guy was.
Yeah.
And you often wonder whether that is good or not.
Is it? Not.
Is it?
Yes, no. I don't want to buy a car at 4 o'clock in the morning. You?
There, Johnny Longo Toyota in California was one of the first dealerships to go 24/7.
Longo, Lexus, and Toyota.
Yeah.
Johnny Longo.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody who could replace Elvis
Johnny?
Costello.
No,
let's now all listen to Johnny Longo.
You know, Johnny Longo.
Johnny Longo
is the guy from...
Johnny Longo.
What was the...
Gary in a movie. Johnny Longo.
That was like a Western.
It was. Doc Holliday.
Tombstone.
With Val Kilmer. Tombstone.
One of my faves.
Yeah.
Who was Johnny Longo?
Johnny Longo was the bad guy there. The one
Johnny
that,
Longo.
Doc said,
L-U-O-N-G-O.
Two guns.
Yeah.
One for each of
you. That's right. Oh, the best line ever.
All right. Okay, so the number one movie, no surprise, Harry Potter, around the world over this past weekend, took in $300 million.
Wow.
$125 million alone in America. So if you were opening a movie this weekend, not good time for that sort of competition.
First, how stupid are you?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And the business about the TSA, that's captured everybody's imagination. The touchy-feely pat-downs issue is not going away. And it's a result of what happened on September 11th, we all know how the world changed. There are a lot of people in New York City who, by the way, quietly have been suing the city of New York and the federal government. The seven-year battle was settled over the weekend. There were these people who had claimed health damages. Many of them worked for the city, families of policemen and firemen, first responders, et cetera, et cetera. So now, with the settlement over the weekend, 10,000 workers, 10,000 workers who sued the city of New York because of health claims are going to split up $625 million. $625 million. The judge in Manhattan is trying to figure out where the money is coming from. The city will pay. Contractors are paying because they shortchanged workers for the illnesses they developed after working the ruins of the World Trade Center. $625 million. So what does that figure out to? About $62,500 apiece, right?
Mm-hmm.
You divide 625 by 10,000, 625 million by 10,000. I believe you'll come up with 62,500.
You're an amazing mathematician. That's a tough one for this early in the morning.
Oh, I think that's the right number. But does that fix the problem? I suppose it makes some of them feel better under the circumstances, right? I don't know.
It helps.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so the TSA. and the weekend problems. Everybody's weighing in on this, and the government, Mrs. Clinton, was the latest one. And she at least sounds like she's balanced. You know, you listen to Janet Napolitano, or even worse, this guy Pistoli. Oy, what a name. You just take off the Oli. And that's how most people feel. They add an off to it. His name should be John Pissed Off instead of Pistoli. Because everybody is, I've talked to that's gone through, some people are just tired because so much has been made of it. Only those people who haven't traveled are upset about what being made of it. If you're a traveler, you get it. And it isn't that you shouldn't have some kind of protection, but as somebody said with regard to the flight crew, especially the pilots, hello, why they don't need a bomb. If the pilot decides he's going to crash the plane into a building, what does he need a bomb for? He's not going to be any deader, nor are the people in the plane going to be any deader. He could, you know, just to the ground. So, and that reminds me, two Delta Airlines 767s, I think I heard both of them were going to Moscow. One took off from Atlanta, one took off from New York, and they both had problems and had to go back to the airport. They dumped fuel out over, now the one going back to Atlanta couldn't dump the fuel because it's over land. At least the plane that was coming back to JFK could dump some of the fuel. Because if you're loaded with fuel, the plane is so heavy, it lands, man, it's dangerous to land a plane full of fuel. Because they, boom. So anyway, what?
That's what happened.
They're landing gears, they worry about the landing gears being able to take the force of hitting the tarmac because of all the weight of the extra fuel.
No, I thought you were talking about the explode.
No, I didn't
think about the weight.
Good, Richie.
When the landing
Isn't it
gear.
Good that I'm here to do your thinking for you?
No, you didn't do my thinking. I had to do my thinking for me.
I thought
you were talking about one thing. You were talking about the other.
In a few minutes here, we'll pause for a couple of announcements, but I want to tell you a couple of stories.
I love stories.
The people, see, this is all a people story. And as the we're getting to Turkey Day and the flyers are going to cry foul, get it? Turkey Day foul.
Get it.
On Wednesday. Yeah.
some
of the pictures that you've seen, I saw somebody, it almost like it was a bet. How long before some famous person's, you know, who's going to show up on a website?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and also finding out who really is a part of all of this, who owns these companies. That kind of stuff is always interesting to find out. All right, in the meantime, suppose you need $500 today.
I do.
Sign me up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have $500?
I don't anymore.
Okay. In this economy, a lot of people like you, Richie, they've already tapped out everything. Their savings, you name it, empty, gone. Money Mutual is the trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com. MontelMoneyMutual.com. Quick and easy. You got to be 18 or older. You have a regular income of $800 a month. Clay, you'd fit right in there.
Oh.
Just over 18 and just over $800 a month. Forget about
exactly.
Overdraft charges, bounce checks, late fees. We got to get Jeff in on this, Rich.
I got all those.
You're funny, Dudley.
For a short-term cash.
Sorry, inside joke.
Yeah, for short-term cash.
You are so funny.
Excuse me. At best, always the extemporaneous. That's the best. For short-term cash. I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish it.
It's so funny that, we always advertise products that one of us or all of us can use.
Can use, right, yeah.
But man, this one couldn't be more appropriate.
For, like, all of our staff.
Yeah, but this guy in particular.
For this guy, yeah.
Anyway. For short-term cash, when you need it, fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 800-532-CASH. That's 800-532-2274 for fast cash.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Don't wait until Friday. Come into Office Depot today and get Black Monday deals on the must-have tech gifts this holiday season. Hurry in today for an Epson Stylus Color All-in-One printer, copier, scanner, and fax for just $29.99. Office Depot.
Great. Okay, let's get to, don't forget, speaking of Montel Money Mutual, Montel Williams on Good Day, Living Well Moment coming up in a few minutes. This has been a new reality for him. Having gotten to know him a little bit, his career has changed.
What a neat guy.
Since doing the television program he did every day for, 14 years, I think?
Yeah.
And now he's gotten into this fitness thing. Because it is his life. The guy has MS, and he's interested in trying to live well as long as he can, and he's helping people, he's teaching people how to do that. So you'll have a teachable moment, shall we say, with Montel Williams in just a few minutes here on Good Day. 20 minutes after the hour. We're talking about National Opt-Out Day, which is Wednesday, and the pat-downs and the stories. Here's the story of Thomas Sawyer. No relation. 61-year-old guy who lives in Detroit. Went through last week. He's a bladder cancer survivor. He was, after the pat-down, covered with his own urine because the TSA officers at Detroit Metro broke his bag, colostomy bag. They squeezed it so hard.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
The whole thing is like so... the guy was going to a wedding in Florida.
I just read about these underwear that somebody's made that has a fig leaf on them if you're a man and praying hands if you're a woman. And they're supposed to block your goodies when you go through the x-ray thing so people don't get a complete look at you.
Yeah. This guy asked to be screened in private. The officers looked at each other and rolled their eyes as if, See, that's the trouble. We have stupid people doing this.
Yeah,
if you had trained people...
This can be done.
Right, this could be done easily.
If
the guy who patted me down last week was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fine. But you've got basically stupid, power-crazed, flat-footed cop wannabes who... this guy is covered with his own urine.
Anyway.
Do you think
Barney's
that needs to be...
I've kind of got...
No, but do you think this guy is a good salesperson? They need this kind of... A thing to upset people even more.
It takes a pro to do this job.
21 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
Counsel.
Did you ever pick your nose when you were a kid? Think about it. All of you who are out there, honestly, come on. Anyway, this doctor, Dr. Friedrich Bleichinger, says that there are certain things that are in your nose that if you were to eat them, it strengthens your immune system. So I guess lunch is on me then, Richie, huh?
Ew.
That's disgusting.
The detectives, ooh, you're so cute. She's watching the detectives. Bam, they shoot, 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 shoot.
I always have a few musical snippets on the program with meaning, either some event or some emotional connection to the music. Elvis Costello is going to be a performer at the Nobel Peace Prize concert in Oslo on the 11th of December, hosted by Anne Hathaway and Denzel Washington. And he's going to be one of the performers.
Oh.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
I wonder if he'll be doing his hits or what he's currently touring with, which is like...
Is that what this is? I don't know this song.
This is one of his classic hits from the 80s.
I don't know it.
This is one of the big ones.
Ring a bell. No bells with me, Richie. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Boys and girls are here together. We have five new radio stations carrying the program today. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. Nice
hey there.
To have you on board. One of them seems to me is Paducah, Kentucky. Look
Paducah?
I think Paducah. So. I got to check back and
Paducah
make sure.
Paducah.
This is an invitation and sort of a helpful hint. This program, well, you have to decide whether it's worth your attention or not. This program is not an easy fit in the set. Once you first listen to it and you say, what's going on here? What is this program about? This program is aimed at helping you start your day or have a day that is filled with meaning. That's what this program is about. We have fun with the issues, no politics, little less religion goes a long way as well. We talk about it like the pat-down thing. That's not a political issue, although some people are trying to make it into a political issue by suggesting that George Soros is a big investor in the company that makes one of the machines. So I counter that with the following information, and I'm not a fan of George Soros. I don't care one way or the other. You can have your feelings about him or others, but what I'm saying is he becomes a political lightning rod like Sarah Palin does. It's the same kind of stuff. Whenever the right wing mentions George Soros, you can be sure it's not going to be in a pleasant way. So here's something for you to think about. Michael Chertoff, former Homeland Security Secretary, giving dozens of interviews this past week, touting the need for these body scanners at the airport. What he hasn't mentioned is that his company, the Chertoff Group, his security consulting agency has as its client, or one of the clients, the manufacturers of these machines.
Of course.
Okay. So he was asked directly by a reporter this week, hey, what's this I hear about you advising these companies? And he said, yeah. Okay? So the folks who are upset, the airline passenger rights groups have criticized his use of his former government credentials. Hey, dude, what do you think these people take those jobs for? They get paid $140,000 a year so they can cash in and make a couple mil a year afterwards. That's what government service is all about. Duh. Some guy that was supposed to run in, I think it was a Senate race in Pennsylvania. Did you hear that story over the weekend? Who was asked by the Obama administration to get out of the way for who they wanted to see.
Yeah.
Just got a job
what?
As an ambassador.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's okay.
Clinton went and asked him. Hey, man, once you sit this one out, we'll set you up.
Yeah, right. Well,
but he didn't take the deal.
No, but there was another guy who did. Someplace else. Maybe I was thinking Pennsylvania. That's right, Reggie. But there's some guy someplace who did get out of the way. And
happens
he's been
all the time.
Taken care of. So.
You know this works.
Yeah. All right. It's speaking of working, it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is your Living Well Pop Quiz. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? In a minute, we'll reveal the answer, but first, a few tips to help keep your mind healthy and active. Research has shown that just as we are likely to lose muscle mass with age, our brains can shrink too. The good news is we can do something about it. Math problems, crossword puzzles, and word games are a great way to engage parts of the brain that you don't normally use. The same goes for learning a foreign language or using your non-dominant hand to complete an everyday activity. When you put yourself in these unfamiliar situations, the brain has to work extra hard, and that's a good thing, because the added stimulation creates new connections between the brain cells, and the more connections you create, the more brain power you'll have. So, go back to my original question. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? It's 60. In this case, seconds. The time it takes you to change your life and start living well today. I'm Montel Williams. This has been your Living Well Moment. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Double Egg.
Yesterday's news. November 22nd, 1963. Gunshots in Dallas stunned the nation. President John F. Kennedy's motorcade was fired upon as it entered Daley Plaza.
President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally were shot from ambush today in Dallas, Texas.
Kennedy was hit in the neck and head while Governor Connally was struck in the back.
An important bulletin. President Kennedy was given blood transfusions just a few moments ago in an effort to save his life.
The president was pronounced dead on arrival, and anchorman Walter Cronkite delivered the unthinkable news to the nation.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested for the assassination, but despite the Warren Commission's conclusion that he was the lone gunman, a number of unanswered questions have made JFK's murder the subject of controversy and speculation ever since. And that's yesterday's news for November 22nd.
Freaking out?
Yeah, I'm freaking out about.
Huh?
I'm freaking out about.
Freaking out. A lot of people are freaking out about what's going on. 25 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our 2020 news quiz. Everybody ready for this?
I'm ready.
I think, Richie, we have, didn't we add some, we got these Cracker Barrel meals that we're giving away. And
yeah, we still have a few of those.
Smokey Robinson CDs. We have a couple other things, it seems to me. Or in the prize closet. The headlines this weekend, I'm looking through now, I'm just sort of scanning headlines. Each one of the different sources I use, for example, Reuters and their top news today. U.S. has no plans to retreat from traveler pat-downs. Listen to how the headlines vary, even though they're all about the same story. Okay, that's from Reuters. Associated Press. Let's see here. U.S. Relies on cyber technology. And there's a poll there about baby boomers and what they're interested in with regard. It's different. You approach this issue differently depending on your age, which I find kind of interesting. CNN's headline, pat-down backlash grows during holiday travel rush. Let's see here. MSNBC, there's a video. They highlight this by showing a video of one of the people that has been abused here, that woman who had her had to take out her breast implant. You heard that
what?
One, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story in a minute. Fox News headline in shift, TSA chief says screenings to be minimally invasive. New York Times, unlikely administration will change airport screening. Listen to them. I mean, they're all one, boom, bang, bang, boom. Let's see here. CBS News, passenger threatens to punch a TSA representative in the face. Okay, it's probably not going to fix too many problems.
I'm going to smack you in the face.
Wall Street Journal, scandal bruises TSA. And that's some of the stuff that we're talking about here. Wall Street Journal and Fox News are pretty much the same now, if you haven't noticed. And all of the, there's a headline that I'm going to talk about in the next hour, a story. The Wall Street Journal last Friday touting American Idol and how they got a lucrative Thursday night spot. Hello. Wall Street Journal and Fox both belong. It's like the study that was done at the Today Show. Remember that when they found 74% of the things talked about had to do with the parent company General Electric in one way or another?
Yeah, you watch the Today Show and 50 to 60% of the show.
So now
is...
the Wall Street Journal and the Fox News folks are doing the same thing.
Right.
ABC News from their top story list. A business travel coalition slams TSA, says they will sue. All right, so there's just those are some of the examples. Pilots are able to move through the airport safely. They don't have to have their privates gawked at, but apparently, according to Richie's research, they're still, according to the transportation secretary, is they're looking at the flight attendants, but they've made no decision to change. They can still get groped.
We had somebody ask
out?
Us, and I found three articles, and the only one that really mentions the flight attendants is a New York Times article that says that their union is also trying to get the same pass that the pilots have, but they have not yet been able to get that.
I'm on the American. I'm sorry, Jen.
I don't like that, though. I mean, then a terrorist is going to take control of this poor pilot and make him be his mule.
What the pilot? What difference does it make? If a pilot wants to kill everybody in the plane, all they do is crash the thing into the ground.
You know, anybody watching the show The Event on NBC?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's pretty much the storyline. Is they killed this guy's wife and kidnapped his two daughters and said, if you don't drive this plane into the president, we're going to kill your family.
Which is difficult. Have you ever tried to drive a plane into somebody?
Yeah, one person.
Yeah.
All right, so... I'm on the American Airlines site because I use American most of the time. American Airlines chief pilot said, quote, pilots are not the threat here. We're the target. Some pilots believe that ultimately some regular passengers who have cleared background checks are on lists of trusted travelers. They'll be allowed to bypass the scans as well. That's what I'm going to try to do because I want to. They're going to come up with some kind of a list for people who travel frequently. They do a background check on you, and then there's a separate line, and you just—it's over, and that would make a lot of sense.
Kind of like the retina scans now, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, speaking.
I got a comment here, Doug, on this issue.
Please.
KC Pistol from Twitter says, when they asked the president to pass through a metal detector on to fly on Air Force One, they've gone too far.
Well, the president hasn't been. The president acknowledged over the weekend when talking about this that he hasn't been through an X-ray device since he was a senator.
Here he is.
Hmm.
Let me first of all make a confession. I don't go through security checks to get on planes these days. So I haven't personally experienced some of the procedures that have been put in place by TSA.
But I'd like to.
You've heard me tell my giggle story.
You imagine Obama giggling. He was getting patted down.
All right, 800-510-8255. Our 2020, I'm a little late with this. Sorry about that. The only one who puts a 2020 in is me, so who am I sorry for? You have the question, you can answer it. What's the name of the man who runs the TSA? Been everywhere the last week or so. You never heard of him before. Now he's been everywhere. What's his name? 800-510-8255. You can... choose one of your prizes as you can have what you desire, in a manner of speaking. 800-510-8255, the name of the man who runs the TSA. Who is it? Here from San Mateo County, California, District Attorney, is a warning for all TSA personnel at San Francisco International, SFO. Anybody inappropriately touching a passenger during a security pat-down will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Steve Wagonstaff says any complaint of inappropriate touching during an airport security pat-down will land on his desk. He's encouraging people to call and complain.
Wait.
He said the case would be reviewed, and if we can prove the elements of it, it was inappropriately done, etc., any sexual or lewd intent, that person will be prosecuted.
They only did this in San Francisco?
The charge, sexual battery. Yes, this is him.
That is so offensive to me.
Why?
Because they're doing it because of homosexuality.
Why do you think that's the case?
Because it's San Francisco, and there's a huge gay population, and men are weird.
There.
What do you think it is? Why is it only San Francisco Airport?
Well, frankly, if I would go along with this, if I were a DA someplace, I'd want to know if people are getting...
Yeah, in every city.
What's ruling this?
How do you prove that, though?
I don't know that you do.
You can't.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, that really gets me. These stories, the guy who went through the pat-down, and he was... He had a bladder bag, and they broke it. There's no excuse for that.
No.
And here's this woman who was the flight attendant, who is a cancer survivor. Kathy Bussey is her name. Lives in South Charlotte. Flight attendant for 32 years. U.S. Airways. Walking through the security checkpoint. She says that she was asked to go through the full-body scanner at Charlotte International. She agreed. She was a three-year breast cancer survivor. She didn't want the added radiation in her body. She did agree. TSA agent told me to put my ID on my back. She said when I got out of there, she said because my ID was on my back, I had to go through a personal screening area. Two female TSA agents took her to a private room and began what she called an aggressive pat-down. They stopped when they got around to feeling her right breast. She'd had surgery to reconstruct it. She put her full hand on my breast and said, "What is this?" I said, "It's my prosthesis because I've had breast cancer." "Well, you need to show me that," said the agent.
Wow.
The flight attendant was asked to show prosthetic breast. She took it out of her bra. I'm sick of this. This is just, these people are so stupid. They really are. They're just stupid. They want to create as much trouble, and the terrorists are laughing. And you listen to all of these people, "Oh, we have to have protection." Well, by your own admission, there hasn't been any. Well, they're getting more aggressive. Okay, so why don't we do what the Israelis do? How many times do we have to that question?
Exactly.
Well, also, when's the last time a terrorist had fake boobs?
Well, I mean...
Right? I mean, it seems like we could let the pilots, the people with fake breasts, and the gay people all skip security.
Right. Okay. And if a gay person has a fake boob, that really makes them...
Yeah.
Yeah, they could go in early.
Justin in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hi. Hello, Justin.
Yes, sir.
What's the name of the man who runs the Transportation Security Administration?
Pistol.
Mr. Pistol. His real name is Pistoli, but he's anglicized it. I call him Pistoli because that's his real name. But he anglicized it because he didn't want to sound like a greaser, I guess. I don't know. Is that why people change their name? Is that too blunt? Is that too crude? Is that crude?
Did I offend
any Italians? I hope I didn't. That isn't why I said it. Well, what does he do for you when you watch him? Does he give you a lot of confidence in the system, Justin?
Not particularly.
No. Are you going to do any traveling this holiday season?
No. My parents live close to home, and so do hers, so I don't think we're going to go too far.
Do you fly much? When's the last time you flew anywhere?
I bet it's been 10 years.
Really? Wow, you don't go at all. What's your closest airport there?
Williamsport, State College,
I've flown at State College. Yeah, nice little airport. All right, so we're going to give you a choice of a couple of things here. Cracker Barrel meals for two. You got a Cracker Barrel near you? You must have some Cracker Barrels around here.
Yeah.
All right, you're not too excited.
I know.
How about a Smokey Robinson CD? Would you rather that?
That sounds a little better.
All right, Richie, take care of me.
We got it.
Yeah.
I guess.
It sounds like Michael.
You make me.
Yeah, all right. We want to please you, Justin. We want you to be happy. It's 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Well, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Heart disease is the number one health threat to Americans, but too few of us understand how our everyday habits affect our heart health. As a professional athlete and dad who just turned 50, Cal Ripken Jr. understands the importance of heart health. That's why he's teamed up with Cheerios to help inspire people to take care of their hearts.
I've been fortunate to do what I love for my entire life, and I want to continue doing those things, which is why being heart healthy is so important to me. I've had cholesterol screenings come back a bit high, and now that I'm 50, I take care of myself more than ever. I've partnered with Cheerios because I want to help others keep health top of mind too. As an incentive to stay healthy, we're offering Americans the chance to win experiences that help them live out their passions, from great sports and outdoor prizes to exciting travel and music prizes. Our goal is to encourage people to take care of themselves so they can continue doing what they love for many years to come.
To learn more about heart health and to enter the Do What You Love sweepstakes, check out specially marked Cheerios cereal boxes or visit Cheerios.com/love.
Don't wait until Friday. Come into Office Depot today and get Black Monday deals on the must-have tech gifts this holiday season. Hurry in today for an Epson Stylus Color All-in-One printer, copier, scanner, and fax for just $29.99. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 11/27/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, from the manure file today, what's this with gas prices at their highest since last winter?
Yeah, I paid $3.15 yesterday.
The Lundberg survey says that the average price for unleaded gasoline around the country is $2.87, 5 cents in the last week, 23 cents higher than it was at this time last year. However, is there a silver lining? Richie, you're always telling me I got to look for a silver lining around the gray gas cloud.
What's the good news?
The prices will begin to decline as oil prices now are dropping. They went up to $84 a barrel, and now they're down to 70-something. Highest average price in the U.S. in San Francisco, $3.20.
What a shock.
All right, lowest price, Denver, $2.63.
Let's go there.
So we're going to have the guy who's going to investigate and prosecute all the TSA guys that do the feel-ups. Let's have them, let's come prosecute the gas station owners that are gouging the people buying gas. How about that?
are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
It's 53 after the hour, smiling away for Monday, the 22nd of November. Ooh, one more Monday this month is Kabutsky. Thanksgiving is Thursday, Black Friday. That's a whole different story and a half. All of the stores are going to be open early. Creepy. Is this creepy? Ooh, creepy. This is not creepy, however. Better living Alex Goldfein, he's not a creep. That sounds like Richard Nixon. I am not a creep.
I am not a creep.
Alex Goldfein is not a creep. Okay. Your attention, please, Kmart shoppers. Actually, I'm sort of thinking about your attention span, Richie. I know that it's like a gnat most
right.
of the time.
Were you saying something?
Who are you?
Yeah. How is your attention span being affected by the Internet? That was a little fame.
Great question.
The Technology Tailor answers that question next, right here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Virginia Heffernan writes in last weekend's New York Times magazine about all of the recent talk of attention span being affected by technology. Many experts have hit the airwaves stating that the Internet, which gives us access to endless information, one link after another, is physically and dramatically shrinking our attention spans. People can't stay focused like they used to. Now, other experts cite studies that find video gamers and talented web surfers have attention spans that are no less than anyone else's. Heffernan, the author, wonders how everyone came to accept that attention spans exist at all. People are predisposed, she says, to simply like one thing, like video games, better than another, like homework. Now, this makes perfect sense, but I can tell Miss Heffernan from personal experience that it's easier to stay focused on one thing when the Internet is turned off. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes for free at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y
folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe this.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The holidays upon us. Kind of cool that they're here. I mean, really, they are. This is the real beginning of the holiday season. Gives you another chance to show your loved ones how much you care about them. And while there are a lot of ways to do that, Kate Brooks is here with more on a few classic ideas that are definitely a part of the season.
Classic holiday traditions are influencing this season's spirit of giving. A homemade gift, like needlepoint, for example, can really show someone you care. The cookie exchange is also enjoying a comeback. Just invite loved ones over and ask them to bake a dozen or two of their favorite holiday cookies. Holiday gifts that give back to charitable organizations are another classic tradition. Billy Shore is the founder and executive director of Share Our Strength, the leading national nonprofit working to end childhood hunger. He says he's proud to have help from great corporate partners like Hickory Farms, the makers of signature sausage and savory cheeses.
Hickory Farms provides holiday shoppers with an easy way to contribute to our No Kid Hungry campaign. That's an effort to unite and mobilize people all across the country in the fight to end childhood hunger in America by 2015.
For each party planner gift box sold this holiday season, Hickory Farms will donate $5 to No Kid Hungry, up to $500,000. For more, log on to hickoryfarms.com. That's Lifestyles from Hickory Farms.
Hickory Farms. Hickory Farms. I have a little information to pass down the pipe on manure.
We like
farms.
What?
All right, remember when all of the ships came over here to discover America?
Yes. Yeah.
One of the things when people started coming over here, they brought over seeds and things, but they also brought with them manure. Shipments of manure were common. So that when they came over to plant seeds, they would have things to make the plants grow.
Right.
It was shipped dry, because in dry form it weighs a lot less than when wet. But once water hits it, not only does it become heavier, but the process of fermentation begins, at which time, especially if the stuff was stored below decks and bundles, you could see this happen. Methane gas begins to build up below decks. Ships were destroyed before it was determined just what was happening. People go downstairs with the lanterns on, open up the portal, and kaboom. Right, just blow up the ship. That's where Stowhai in Transit came from. You may want to...